Yeah, we're looking for something on the small side. For a while, we were looking at something family size. We've got five kids, but everything was either too rough or too expensive. So we did tents and just day trips. But my wife and I are kind of looking for something smaller and a little retro, in nicer shape, so that when the kids are out of the house, we can do stuff like that. We'll see. So the situation will be right, and we'll find the right thing, I'm sure. But yeah, I've done it three times. The first couple times were with a group of classmates when I was younger in the 80s, and then I went with my girlfriend at the time in the late 90s, and realized, yeah, I don't really need to walk anymore. It was nice, and I drive here pretty frequently, so, you know, I do my walking in other ways. I don't need to drive all the way up there and then walk and then drive back. So, but it's cool that people still do it. But yeah, and the last time we went to Tequamenon Falls, we were going to do upper and lower, but there were so many people there. It was weird. I'm used to, like, when I used to, I think the time I went before that, it was like we saw one other couple on the trail. And then I think when we went 3 years ago, the parking lot looked like we were going to a ballpark, and there was never a spot where you could look around and not see at least 50 other people, and that kind of felt weird. So I don't know if it's not on my list anymore. But that, and when we went to the Upper Falls, it was super weird. There was a guy that was open carrying, and there were two other groups of people he was arguing with about it, like, quite loud in the middle of the trail. And I'm like, number one, I don't care. Number two, now I care because it's annoying. And number three, now the situation is weird, so I'm actually scared. But, I don't know. All the more reason to go further west and north. I think the more you get around big groups of people, the crazier it gets, and I want to go the opposite direction.